We just welcome you. Good to see everybody. Good to see that we're set up for some worship this morning. Isn't that awesome?
If you adults don't get on the ball, we're going to put you adults in the back room because there's the kids are getting more than you. So if y'all don't get on the ball, I just want you to know that's what's going to happen. You're going to get stuck in a little back room, okay?
Nate's going to be leading worship for us in a little while, so we're looking forward to that. And Nate brought in his electronic drums because we've been thinking that at some point we might want to buy some and we want to see how they sound in here. Real drums would just drive us out. We're just too little for that. So that's an experiment this morning. We do have a leadership meeting this week, leaders. We do have ladies meeting tonight, 5:30 here. We have men's meeting on Wednesday night at 7. We have Steve's meeting Tuesday night at 7. We have Dudley and Janiyah's meeting Friday night at 7. We do not have ministry training on Saturday morning right now. We have worship on Saturday night at 7, which ends up in intercession, and really good intercession. It was awesome last night again. I think it gets better every week. It's really, really good. We're praising the Lord for that. Open to anybody, and you can bring kids. Carson was our first and only child visitor last night, and he wanted to be trained to be a prayer minister. So we let Carson pray over everyone here, and he just really loved it. He was just leaping out of his skin. I'm in training! I'm a preacher! He said, I'm going home and pray for my sister. Did he get Hannah?
Hannah?
Well, that's all right. We can get
her
today.
Okay? So look out. Carson is out to pray. As the Lord. Yes. Please don't ask him to pray for you because we're still dealing with the swelling of the head aspect, you know. So we're trying to do some training to keep it reduced somewhere normal. And that happens to the adults too. So. Speaking of prayer training, we do have our ministers here trained. We pray in partners to keep you safe. Our ministers will be badged as soon as Glenn gets us the badges. So I'm not saying that you can't ask anyone else to pray for you. You know, ask at your own risk. If you have a good friend that you want to pray for you, then that's between you and them. But if you want to know that you're covered and you're safe and that you're being prayed for by a team that's been trained, then look for someone with a badge. And please don't offer to pray for people if you're not badged. If you feel God has given you a word for someone, please come to us and let us stand with you on that. We're going to take communion today. We're going to have the Lord's Supper later. So we haven't done that for a while. We've been waiting on God, but I think today's the day since today's message is eat my flesh and drink my blood. So it's a perfect time for it. Harvey just wants to whisper in my ear, what'd you say? He loves me. Cool. That's awesome. So we're going to, you love me too? Oh, so does Glenn. I'm so loved. Last night, Glenn was prophesying and he kept saying to me that Father was saying, you're my girl. You're my girl. You're my girl. I'm going, I never heard my daddy say that. That was just so awesome. I took that home with me last night and slept with it. It was really good. I'm God's girl. So, Harvey's going to open us in prayer with a Jingle Bell band behind him. Oh. Can you take it?
You know what's neat? Jesus is you. And we just welcome. Shawah! We just welcome you here, Lord. We're just so glad to be in your house with your people on your day. To hear your word from your servant by your spirit. And we just say thank you. And we just want to not just welcome you, but give you the most honored seat. Yes. And just tell you, Lord, we want you to come and do whatever you want. And we release you. Because it's all about you, Jesus. It's all about you. It's all because of you. And Lord, today, may our hearts just be open to you. May we know you. May we see you. May we experience you. May we yield to you. Just choose to cooperate with you. Lord, thank you for each one that's here. And I'm just asking that you would let them know how loved, how cherished they are by you, eternally, unconditionally. And Lord, that each one would just open Sorry, I just see a fish with a big mouth open, that you just help each one to be like a big fish with their mouth wide open. Not those small mouth bass, those large mouth bass. And just with their mouth wide open, just that you could fill them up. We just say, thank you, Jesus. Have your will here today. May you be honored by our choices. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Okay, we are not wanting to just go on like churches do with a one-man show, you know, worshiping, doing anything. We're a full-body ministry. Every one of you out there, you're supposed to participate in whatever gifting God has given you. If He's given you a heart and a mouth, you have a gift. You can love and you can say so. That's worship. So, for a while, people were just writing songs and singing from their heart and just pouring out worship, and then it stopped. So, I don't know why it stopped. We don't want it to stop. If you have worship, if you have a song in your heart, if you've written him a poem, if you have something you want to share, even when our worship leaders are up here leading worship, they invite you to come. You can come and join them. You can come and interrupt them, and they'll give you the floor and let you sing. So please, just because we have somebody leading doesn't mean that you are not free. You are free. So with that, we want to start off with Gary, because I know he has a song for us this morning. Come on, Gary.
Hey, look around at how, look around the space in here. Is anybody getting a clue? Is anybody getting a clue?
Walls need to come down.
We need to start praying.
You need that. Just pull it forward.
The song that I picked out this morning, it just seemed, I was going through the back and the index, and Leaning on the Everlasting Arms just kind of stuck out to me. So, what a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms, leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms, leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarm. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arms. I have blessed peace with my Lord so near, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, leaves faint secure from all alarm. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms.
Hallelujah this morning. Who's happy to be here? Yes. Yep. First thing we want to do, Lord, we want to yield, Lord, to your Spirit, Father God. Lord, we come into agreement, Father, with everything that's of you. Lord, we push back all the darkness, Father God. We send it to the cross. Lord Jesus, we just come into agreement with you. That's it, Lord. That's it. And at this time, Lord, we want the shofars to be blown in this place, Lord. So if you have a shofar, the Lord just wants us to invite the angels, invite the Holy Spirit. And Lord, we give you this place, Lord. We give you this seat right here, Lord. We want to cast a shadow, your shadow this morning, Lord. The shadow of your wings, and that's it, Lord. We declare. Okay, again, I just want to say, like, right up front, if you want to sing or want to play an instrument, you're more than welcome to interrupt anything that happens up here. So, there's a microphone that's hot, so I was thinking Janiyah this morning, but, you know, that's just me, so. Anyway, so you're more than welcome to join in. If somebody plays drums, you know, these drums are pretty awesome. I mean, they're all digital. It sounds good. Anyway, so we're going to open today with Hallelujah, and then we're going to have a scripture reading after that. So I'm a little different, so I might be a little hard to follow, but this is about you, Lord, and we want to yield to you. So what you want to do, Lord, it's all about what you want to do here. Amen.
Your love is amazing, steady and unchanging. Your love is a mountain burn beneath my feet. Your love is mystery, how you gently lift me. When I am surrounded, your love carries me. Your love is amazing, steady and unchanging. Your love is a mountain burn beneath my feet. Your love is a mystery, how you gently lift me. When I am surrounded, your love carries me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Your love makes me sing. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Your love makes me sing. Rising, all that joy that's growing deep inside of me. Goodness shines, your goodness shines through. I can feel this God song rising up in me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Your love makes me sing. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Changing, your love is a mountain firm beneath my feet. Your love is a mystery, how you gently lift me. When I am surrounded, your love carries me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Your love makes me sing. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Your love makes me sing. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
raise up your Spirit, Lord, in us today. Help us to connect, Lord. Connect, Lord, with heaven this morning. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We have that boldness, Lord. We can pull down, Father God. We just ask and we receive, Lord, this morning. Amen. Amen.
The words of God from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 55. Ho, everyone that thirsts, come ye to the waters, and he that has no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yes, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend money for that which is not bread? And why do you spend your labor for that which satisfies not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee, because of the Lord thy God, and for the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified thee. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
You could just keep playing that, please. What do you do now? You ever feel this little? Amen. Amen. We're going to sing Holy is the Lord this morning.
We stand and lift them by for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We bow down and worship Him now. How great and awesome is He. We stand. We stand and lift them by for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We bow down and worship Him. How great and awesome is He. Together we sing. To everyone sing. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The rising of all.
us one, Lord. That you would render the heavens to us, Lord. Thank you, Father. Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I just feel like we're going to pull out an old song here.
Lord, prepare.
Worship the Lord any way you want. There's nothing going on up here, man.
And I exalt thee. I exalt thee. I I exalt thee.
session in the Spirit this morning. To you, Lord. go. Lord, we lay this day aside for you, for all your glory, Lord. Move your people, Lord. Move your people, Lord. Sure. All the glory, Lord.
Spirit, to your church this final hour.
We believe that you are for us, not against us, oh God.
For me.
comes through for me. You gave your blood, poured out for me. Father, you gave your son, a sacrifice for me.
Over me, pour the blood of Jesus over me. Pour the blood of Jesus over me. Won't you come and pour yourself over us? Oh, over us. Over us. Over us. Pour yourself over us. Over us. Over us. Over us. Pour the blood of Jesus over me. Jesus over me, wash us clean. Pour the blood of Jesus over me. Pour the blood of Jesus over me.
Apostle Paul to the church at Corinth. The church at Corinth was a very immature church, a carnal church. He was dealing with a lot of problems in that church. And yet he took the time in this first letter to them to explain what Jesus had revealed to him about the last night. Starting at verse 23. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you show the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eats and drinks unworthily eats and drinks damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. I wonder how we would have responded if we knew we were going to be betrayed. What would we have said to people if we knew that the very night on which we said it, we would be betrayed and taken to our death? How would we feel toward others? Jesus was clear about the purpose of his betrayal. His betrayal was so that you and I could experience eternal life. His betrayal was so that he on the cross could cry out, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, my God, why have you forsaken me? So that you and I could have the promise of the Father in Hebrews 13:5, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He turned his back on his own Son so that we, being made the sons of God, would never have him turn his back on us. That's why he could give us that promise, because Jesus took our punishment. He bled and died for us. His body was on that tree for us. We should have been there. We should be in hell right now. But because of the blood and body of Jesus, he gave us the power to be called the sons of God. What manner of love is this? What manner of love is this that we should be called the children of God? Incredible love. Love that never sought his own but sought us. Love that gave himself for us, no thought of himself, knowing that his Father would turn his back on him. And he did it voluntarily. No one forced him to. No one forced him to walk to that place. It's no wonder in the garden he cried out, Father, if it's possible, take this cup from me. How terrifying to know how you're going to die. I've heard many people say, I don't mind dying quickly, but please don't let me die by torture. Well, Jesus died by torture. He died by torture, and he knew what he was going to die from. And he suffered it all for us. For us. No greater love has any man that he should lay down his life for another. And he paid the ultimate price. He is our example. He is our example. Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. This isn't just a time when we come together to eat a little cracker and drink a little juice. It's a time to think deeply on what Jesus paid for us. think deeply, otherwise we will eat and drink unworthily. Realize what he paid. Realize what he did. Realize that he did something no one else on this planet could do. No one. Not for a bazillion years. One man in history that took your sins and mine and paid the debt. Can anyone stand here and say, well, righteousness is so wonderful, but I enjoy my sin? How could we possibly say that? He died so that we can be clothed with the robe of Jesus' righteousness. So that we could be free. It was for freedom that Christ set us free. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. All things are lawful for us, and yet not all things are convenient. This is the cup in the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it, again, in remembrance of me. We like to remember our loved ones, don't we? We remember their birthdays, their anniversaries, special events of their life. We go to their football games or basketball games. What about Jesus? What about Jesus? He wants us to put him in constant remembrance. This is just one moment of time when we can partake of the cup and the bread to remember the price he paid. Friends, let us do it worthily. Thank you, Jesus. Father, there's no way we can repay you. There's no words we could say to you that would ever convey our gratitude. What you did was eternal. You took us from the pit of sin, and you made us the sons and daughters of God. You did it with your body and with your blood. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you is just not enough, Father, but it's all we can offer for now. We long to be in your presence and to worship you around your throne forever. What a glorious thing to do. What a glorious thing to do. But on this planet, let us offer you the sacrifice of our lips. Thanksgiving and praise to you. For you are worthy. You are worthy, Jesus. You're worthy. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Amen.
The word told us to search. Search yourself. This is all about him. Your heart. Is your heart right with him? There's no reason anyone in this room shouldn't be able to take the communion today. I just brought this chart out. We used it before. We've seen it before. Sin sickness. Symptoms. If you have any of these symptoms, you have a fatal disease called sin and it's killing you. You need to search your heart today. This is God's x-ray. These are the things we do, but this is why we do them. What's in our heart? Search your heart today. And if you find these things in your heart, all you have to do is bring them to Jesus. Confess, repent, bring it all to him, and let his blood cleanse it away. Take a few moments and search your heart. And when you're ready, feel free to go and take the bread and the wine. And drink it when you take it. We don't just wait and say, 1, 2, 3, everybody drink. You go and take it when you're ready in remembrance of what God has done for you, what Jesus has done for you. And we're going to have the guys keep playing. That song was just so awesome. Just keep singing that song for us. And if you need to come, if you need to search yourself, when you're ready, just come and take it.
Jesus over me. Pour the blood of Jesus over me. Pour the blood of Jesus over me.
your life in me, purging my heart like a flood. I know you are perfect in holiness. Your life in me, setting me free, making me holy. Only the blood of Jesus covers all of my sins. Only the life of Jesus renews me from within. Your blood is enough. Your mercy complete. Your work of atonement, it paid for my debt, making me holy.
Love.
No, that's okay. It's okay.
Yeah.